Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to have you for this section. My name is Dr. Onire Adetiloye. I work for Japaigo. Japaigo is an affiliate of Johns Hopkins University. I came all the way from Nigeria. I work for HIV program. On behalf of all the listed authors that participated in putting up these abstracts, the name are listed there, Adegoke, Dixon, Emmanuel. Some of them are Japaigo staff and some are CDC staff. We worked and then we want to share this work with you. The use of provider-initiated testing and counseling, PITC, as a model to identify more HIV-positive clients in Nigeria. In relation to disclosure slides, I have no relationship to disclose at this time. A little background about the project. The acronym for this project is called ZEHAP. It's actually an HIV prevention project that was awarded to Japaigo by PEPFAR through CDC grants since 2008. There are a consortium of partners that worked on this project. Japaigo as the lead partner, Save the Children US, and some other local partners. The former one is Federation of Muslim Women Association of Nigeria and CoHEDEP. These are locally based NGO that assisted us to work on the communication aspect of the project to help with the advocacy and all other stuff. So this project is a 5-year project, runs from August 2008, and it will be ending in July 2013. That's a Nigerian map for some of you that have visited Africa before. Nigeria is the most populous black nation on earth. This project took place in the northern part, where the arrow is pointing to one of the states, the northwestern state of Nigeria. It's called Samfara State. That's where the project took place, and that's where the study was carried out. And basically, like I've said, it's a CDC-funded HIV prevention project. We focus mainly on HIV counseling and testing and prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV and AIDS. We are currently working in 23 public health facilities, but this study took place in 15 of those 23 facilities. Just on some statistics about Nigeria and that state, like I said, Nigeria has a total population of 160 million, but that state has a population of 4 million where this study took place. Interestingly, only 3% of the population of Samfara State know their HIV counseling and testing status, and it's 4% in Nigeria. The HIV prevalence in Nigeria is 4.1, and in that state, it's 2.1. You will see that the prevalence is quite low in Nigeria compared to most African countries, like in the East Africa and the South Africa. But the challenge is Nigeria has a huge population of 160 million, so over 3 million people are living with the virus in Nigeria. So that informs why we are working in that state. And then, like I said, we carry out this study in 15 public health facilities out of those 23 facilities. And at the onset of this project, what we were doing was what we call HIV counseling and testing and PMTCT. And what we do basically was anybody that tested positive are linked up into comprehensive sites, because those sites are not treatment sites. We do basically prevention and HIV counseling and testing. But for pregnant women that are positive, they are provided with antiretroviral prophylaxis. But after delivery, they are further linked up to comprehensive sites to assess ARV for the treatment of their own health. But what we find out was that after 2 years of implementing this project, we found out that testing more people, very few people are identified to be HIV positive at the end of the day. You know, that meaning the yield in terms of people that are tested positive was very low. That could mean that probably we are testing the wrong population. So we need to now re-strategize and refocus our program and see what we could do to kind of get more people tested and more positive clients and then get them on treatment. But basically, we were tracking two key indicators. One of the indicators was the number of clients that canceled and tested positive and received their results. The second key indicator we were tracking was the number of HIV positive clients that were identified and were successfully linked for further care and treatment in other treatment sites. So when we were doing this generalized testing and counseling and what I call untargeted outreach, we found out that only 20% of the people that were tested positive were positive at the end of the day, which was quite lower than expected using the 2.1 prevalence rate in that state. And then only 40% were successfully linked for further care. So part of the strategy we now put in place is adopting what we call PITC, Provider Initiated Testing and Counseling, meaning that we are no longer testing the general population, we are targeting group of people that are likely going to be positive. In the hospital, we are now targeting people from special clinic, from STI clinic, TB clinic. Those are clinics whereby people that are accessing TB care are likely going to be HIV positive. So we're targeting these special clinics and then linking people to care. And then we now establish what we call the Buddhist system or escort service system that ensures that people that were positive were not only referred to for further care, they were actually escorted to those centers to ensure that they actually get to where they are being referred. And interestingly, after 2 years, we were able to achieve a lot of success, which you can compare. The photo in the right corner shows different mode of transportation people were using. Most of those places are hard to reach area. People trek, the counselor sometimes trek to those houses. Some use donkey and different mode of transportation to get to people where they live. And that is a picture showing where we are carrying out sensitization and awareness campaign. So what did we find out after 2 years? What we find out was that after 2 years, comparing the total number of people that were counseled and tested in the first 2 years, when the PITC and the escort service were not in place, comparing it to what we were able to achieve when we have strategized and put in place these strategies, you could see that 2 years before the introduction of PITC model, assessing 60,000 clients that were tested, only 480 tested positive, which is just 0.8%. And this percentage increased in the next 2 years when the escort service and then the PITC model was introduced, 2.8, and this was significant. And the other thing we found out was that the total number of people that were successfully linked for further care in the treatment site increased from 220 to 446, which is a percentage of 93% increase. This was quite significant. And saying what I've just said in another words is just to recap that with PITC implementation, 2.8% of the total number of clients tested were found to be HIV positive when you compare to just 0.8% in 2 years before the PITC model was introduced. And furthermore, 93% of HIV positive clients were identified and successfully linked to care with the PITC escort model, as against when this model was not in place. This is just to show the outcome using the histogram. This is in relation to what I've just said. Yes. In conclusion and recommendation, we feel that implementation of PITC stroke escort model with targeted testing during outreaches is a valuable strategy for increasing case detection in HIV program. We also found out that PITC stroke escort model is especially useful in low HIV prevalence settings where program cannot afford to test every client, meaning that it would have been beautiful for us to test every available client, but we are limited with resources, with test kits. So if the number of test kits you have to target the group that matters, the most at-risk population, so that you'll be able to increase your yield. The patient escort service clearly demonstrates its importance as a component of referral service in HIV management, because referring people for further care does not guarantee them getting to where you refer them to. So if you have an escort service in place that actually assists this client to get to where you refer them to, you'll have done a lot of good to those clients. Then these two interventions are therefore very valuable strategies that can be used to improve HIV program implementation, care and support and management. This project was made possible with the support from PEPFAR Fund through CDC with that grant number. The findings and conclusion in this abstract are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent official position of Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Thank you.